The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your epicenter of change, your talk radio, your town hall of the air. Free Fire Radio, right here, all at once, here Friday the 13th. Yeah, what could go wrong? Hey, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning there to Jared, who's my Friday man.
Good morning.
This is Jared works all the time here. We never see Jared, though, because Jared works at night with shows, because we have a bunch of shows at night. And you know, every night of the week we have a show, and so Jared takes care of those. He takes care of Friday mornings, takes care of Saturdays, sometimes Sundays, remotes. Jared's, you know, he's here, and you do a great job, buddy.
Well, thank you.
You do. Okay. Hey, what's the weather look like?
All right. It's currently 59.
But you're only as good as your last time. I've noticed that with me. Okay. All right. What's
it look like? It's currently 59 degrees right now. Today is going to be hot, mostly clear, a high of 101, a low of 65. Tomorrow's going to be hot and clear with a high of 99, a low of 61. Sunday is going to be sunny during the day with a high of 91, a low of 59, and a 30% chance of showers Sunday night. Monday we have a 50% chance of showers with a high of 71 and a low of 53.
Well, this is something. We're going to get some rain. You know, just I knew it was going to happen. Just after I got all the sprinklers in, got them all adjusted, put new systems in, you know, to turn them on and off, and they're working. Probably for the first time they're working well. And 4 years. I mean, we have so much water going out to where it's supposed to be. So now it's going to start raining, and I'm just going to go in there and turn it off. So that's what's going to happen. Anyway, hey, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Great people there. And Shasta Gas Propane has a number of things they do. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. If you're in a car fire and you're out there rebuilding and you're on your home site with a trailer or a RV or something, they will deliver a 120-gallon tank to you for free of propane. Put the tank in so you won't have to keep running up and down the hill to get it fixed. Just want some of the things that Shasta Gas Propane does for our community. And because they want to. They are members of our community. Give them a call, 365-3793. It's Friday. It's Haven Humane. It's Pet of the Week. And you've got either a growth or a kitty in your sweater.
I have a kitty in my sweater. And a possible growth. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm hoping.
I have both.
No. It's either that or something's coming. Yeah. Oh, what a cute kitty.
Yeah, so I have a super adorable little snowshoe mix kitty named Catty Cream. Her name is Catty Cream.
You're starting her off. You might as well call her Adolf. I mean, you know, you're starting her off with you know. But here's the best thing. You get to name your kitty when you take it home.
Yeah.
Oh, this is
well, Catty Cream is cute.
What's a snowshoe?
It's kind of like a Siamese. They're similar to Siamese. It's just like a different markings. Like they have white feet and
okay.
They're kind of, you know, most she's, have, not, she's got blue eyes. She's real pretty.
Yeah, she is real pretty. Yeah, a little pink nose. And she's got fuzzy hair. And she's really cute.
Yeah, so she's like a medium hair. Not short, not long, but right in the middle. So, yeah, she's available for adoption, her and her siblings. Haven Humane is full right now of cats. So we have a ton of adult cats, a ton of super cute kittens. We have recently, you know, taken down our adoption fees. Like, they've been lowered a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's really awesome. And if anybody's looking for a cat, now is the time to come down. So unlike free cats that people give away, these ones come vetted, which is really nice. So it's a cost, you know, it's much cheaper than doing any of this by yourself.
Because you want to have the kitten will not be adopted until it's been
spayed or neutered.
Spayed or neutered.
Yeah.
It has its shots.
Yeah.
You don't chip cats.
We do.
Yes. Oh, you do chip cats.
Yep.
Which is probably a good idea because cats wander a lot more.
Yeah. And it's definitely something to help, you know, reduce the population. Your free cat, people don't realize how quickly cats reach sexual maturity.
Oh, yeah.
And it becomes a real issue with cats when they're not aware that they can, you know, they can actually reproduce very, very early in life.
You have a house cat.
And multiple times.
Yeah. You have a house cat. It's been raised right. It knows to do right and wrong. And it gets out for, you know, just a couple hours. And the next thing you know, it's turned into a wanton little breeder.
Yeah.
And then it comes back and you don't know until all of a sudden, boy, she's gained weight. I mean, you know, maybe, yeah. You know, she's gotten big. And you find out she has 5 kittens.
Yeah, and they can look like kittens themselves. Having kittens is the issue, you know. So it's definitely something that happens very early. So early spay and neuter prevention is definitely key. If you have cats, it's one of those things that is a must for cats.
You know,
and then also they go into heat, and it's not that fun. Then they're whiny and loud, and you know, and it's not a good time.
Please.
I can't think of one reason to not spay or neuter. Not one good one, at least.
Unless you've got like a $18,000 cat, and that you're going to look at that cute.
Even
cat.
Then, there's $18 cats that don't have homes. So.
That's right, and this one's looking for a home. This one's going to find a home. She's just beautiful.
Yeah.
She's blue eyes, and she's active. She's curious, like cats are. She's a beautiful little kitty.
So
in fact, Jared's looking at her right now.
I know, Jared said he wants a cat, but his dogs might eat him, and I know the feels, because my dogs would probably eat a cat, too. But.
Oh, well, it's a beautiful little kitty.
Yeah, so definitely come down if you're looking for a cat. Now's the perfect time. We do have a ton in the shelter. Dogs as well, obviously, always. And then definitely check out our website for tickets for Bark, Wine, and Brew.
Let's talk about Bark, Wine, and Brew. There's a few tables left. You're going to have it's got great, great raffle items. It's got great auction items. I mean, really good ones. And a dinner that night, it's going to be Italian.
Yep.
It's going to be a great time. They always sell out, so you might want to get your tickets now. Get a table. It's a write-off. And you are keeping Redding from being up. You think we got a problem with homeless people.
Yeah.
If we didn't have Haven Humane doing all
pets.
for homeless animals out here, would overrun us. So here's an organization that takes care of the animals. Takes good care of the animals. These are not these animals are walked every day. The dogs, they're taken care of. The vet's there every day making sure the animals are healthy.
Yeah. They are very loved.
They are. So here's your chance. Come on down, get a great kitty. Or just make a donation or join us at Bark, Wine, and Brew. We have a great time.
Yeah, Bark, Wine, and Brew is always super fun. I'm actually sitting at the, because every table this year is a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm already lining up my costume.
Yeah. Where table are you at?
I have no idea. I think I'm sitting with Mark.
Okay.
I think.
I'm going, Beetlejuice. So that's what the table I'm at. So it should be fun. Everyone's going to be in some pretty fun costumes. So, yeah, look forward to that.
I can't wait to see that. I cannot wait to see that. Okay, hon, thanks so much for being here. You know what? And thank you, Amy, for all the stuff you do. We missed you last week. I'm glad you feel better.
Yeah. Have a good weekend, guys.
You bet. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. We're going to have our mayor, Julie Winters, and our city manager, Barry Tippin. And one of the things we're going to talk about, one of the main things, is what's going on with the solar question, the impact it's going to have on solar users and also the solar companies. So we're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. SST Oil is more than just delivering aviation fuel throughout 12 states to the firefighters and delivering all the diesel and gas they need to all of our local firefighters 24 hours a day when they need it. They also are one of the largest companies we have here in Redding. They've been in the business for 52 years. They are always helping out. They are always on the fight to make our city better. SST Oil, employee-owned. They're always looking also for good employees, especially you drivers. So give them a call at 241-1167. You'll be surprised at all the perks you get at SST Oil, remembering their past and looking to the future. We'll be right back with Mayor Julie Winter and City Manager Barry Tippin.
the Beaumont Boys, live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Just a couple of boys from Beaumont, Texas, who turned out to be country music icons. I got the key, she got the power. Mark Chestnut, Tracy Byrd, back-to-back Friday, September 27th. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
best service yet, guys. Thanks.
Gene commented,
always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient.
Pat wrote,
the crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out.
Lindsay said,
we always come here, amazing and fast.
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Carl's Jr. presents The Breakfast That Got Away.
It's been 5 years since our last morning together. I still remember your smell, your taste. I can't move on. My heart will wait as long as...
The wait is over! Carl's Jr.'s chorizo biscuit and burrito are back on the breakfast menu. Get spicy chorizo, egg, and pepper jack cheese on a made-from-scratch biscuit. Or all of that wrapped in a warm tortilla with crispy hash browns and fresh-made salsa. Get the chorizo biscuit and burrito today at Carl's Jr. Available for a limited time at participating locations.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Top 50 hospitals in cardiology. They have been certified by the Joint Commission on Health as an advanced primary stroke facility. And they've signed a contract with the Veterans Administration so they can start giving help and assistance to our veterans from the VA clinic so they don't have to travel to UC Davis or driving 4 hours for a 15-minute appointment. So Shasta Regional Medical Center, and I tell you what, they're doing a whole lot for our community. I am more than happy to welcome our mayor, Julie Winters, and our city manager, Barry Tippin, who I saw him smile one time. Well, he's kind of smiling now, but you'll never see his teeth.
It's a smirk.
He's smirking today. Smirking. That has a bad connotation, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Now he's smiling. All right. And they came in to talk about when the solar question hit the streets, it's got a lot of people excited. Now, since then, there have been some things, that have been promulgated, some things are going to happen. But Julie, can you give us an idea of why this came up now?
So the issue is that the state just not too long ago, just recently changed some legislation removing the requirement for the net tariff, and that's the amount that utilities are required to pay back for excess solar. And there are 30 municipal utilities in the state of California. So you think ours is a municipal utility as opposed to PG&E, which is privately owned. And almost more than half of those utilities have removed that net tariff, because that net tariff, what it does is it requires REU to pay the retail rate, not the wholesale rate, back for excess solar that is often not needed. So REU is buying solar that they don't. They're buying power that they don't need. And if they did need power, they could buy it cheaper for their customers from other sources. And so what that does is it shifts the cost. It shifts the cost from the person who's getting this subsidy to the non-solar user. And we just didn't think that that was fair.
Well, this has been going on for years, and the city of Redding was pushing solar power. I mean, I still have a great, great ad voiced by Barry Tippin saying is that, hey, come on out, let's get solar. And, because solar's way, and I think you all were told you had to advertise solar. Is that
state
right?
Mandate.
The state mandate.
It was mandate. Solar, solar has been mandate. You know, we're following. We're under the rules of California, so it's been required to. There are rebates for buying solar system. At least there have been, and then there's this net metering tariff. But that's all been mandated by the state. I wouldn't say that that's been pushed by the utility, other than what the state has required us to advertise.
Now, the city has to be at 5%, but private solar, like houses, doesn't count. Is that true?
So those are two different things.
Right.
So, and I think you're going to have Dan Beans on as well.
Dan's
going to
be
on the RU, and so he'll be able to dive
right
much deeper into the details. But
I'm just looking at
what. Yeah, essentially, SB1 was passed in 2006, and that was the requirement to have 5% of the solar net metered under the laws of the land, and it was 5% of our total load. So for us, it was about 12 megawatts of installation of solar.
Mm-hmm.
And under that law, once you hit the 12 megawatts, you no longer had to provide the subsidy. And the subsidy was clearly identified in 2006 as a means over 10 years, plus or minus, to bolster the solar industry and get them on footing to be self-sufficient. And so that's why you see over the last 4 or 5 years, many utilities, including PG&E, have moved off of the old net metering and using sort of the computer terminology. They got net metering, which they call NEM, net energy metering, NEM 1.0, NEM 2.0, and actually PG&E is moving to NEM 3.0. And so what we would be doing is moving from NEM 1.0 to NEM 2.0 if the council so chooses to do so.
So I understand. I understand it's 5%. But do the homes count as that 5%?
I think you're mixing and matching two things.
Okay.
So that is the homes. That is solar installed on homes or at commercial businesses.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's different from the carbon-free move that they have. So you're the renewable portfolio standard. So the renewable portfolio standard has to do with how much energy that the utility buys for overall usage by its customers.
Okay.
And the rooftop solar doesn't count towards that. That's
okay.
a whole different mandate.
There are two different things.
Two entirely different mandates.
Somebody
yeah
in here combined that, and
yeah
that's what I thought. Well, why doesn't that count?
I mean,
I know we don't count hydro, but that's part of the other.
Large hydro. Small hydro counts.
Small hydro counts.
Yeah.
Okay. So then what about the airport? We put solar out there.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Does that help count for that, too?
No. That's behind the meter. It's called behind the meter, whether it's on a house or whether it's on a commercial or whether it's out in a field. They call it behind the meter or in front of the meter. So behind the meter means it's run and operated by the customer. And so that doesn't count. So the airport doesn't count.
Okay. Well, now, and I understand this. I know what a business model looks like. And I know since the state has mandated that all homes that are built have solar. I know we can't continue down the road, doing this because we'll bankrupt ourselves eventually. Maybe not in 5 years, but as we keep going, it's going to get worse and worse. I think the question is, those people that already have solar had an agreement, not a contract, but an agreement with the city, and I think it's, what, for 30 years?
It's a 30-year agreement. It's for a hookup, but there is nothing in the agreement that guarantees any type of rate. And, in fact, the agreement, I have it right here in front of me, states that it can be, rescinded within 30 days. So, I mean, honestly, I got solar. My husband and I got solar 10 years ago. We had a really honest dealer, solar installer, and he encouraged us to really look at the issue and said, honestly, the state could change rates at any time, or the REU could change rates at any time. So we went into getting solar with our eyes wide open. There is nothing in this agreement that would have reassured me that my net tariff, was going to be guaranteed. And in fact, I didn't even buy solar for that reason. I didn't install it for getting paid back for SS.
No, I don't think people do, but I think people understand that because they do get paid that amount, that it helps pay off the solar.
It does help pay off the solar, but there's nothing in the agreement that you could
that guarantees
it in any way. I mean, you'd have to really squint and maybe have had a drink or two to come to that realization.
How long has this agreement been out there?
So first, let's talk about one. There is a parenthesis in the contract that I think people are relying upon. And so while there is no guarantee and there's a clause that says it can be canceled within 30 days by either party, not just
by either party. Yeah, I understand.
And there's I think what is causing the consternation is there's a parenthesis that says that all power generated or consumed by the customer will be paid at the same rate. So I think that's really what is the part that gives a consternation, meaning that right now they get paid 15.28 cents, or they pay 15.28 cents, right? So that parenthesis, I think, is what's giving people the biggest concern. Keeping in mind that the intent of this agreement was for the operations and safety of the system. That's the intent. It's called an interconnect agreement, and that interconnect means the connection between the public system and the private system, and that's the intent of that. And there is one section in there that talks about the rates. Mm-hmm. That's the one that gives everybody pause, and I fully understand, somebody in 2015 who signed it, and who knows what their solar installer told them as well. But they had a belief that was going to be – I understand that, and I think that's why we brought that to the council as a separate item. Mm-hmm. To consider, and that's why the council wisely said, let's have a committee look at what it would take going forward. And when that committee finishes, then the council will retake up what we were referring to as the grandfathering, mm-hmm. and make a decision at that point in time.
And that's I was moving into that one there, because some people have had these contracts for how long? Or not contracts, these agreements for how long?
Yeah, the first installations on solar were large commercial, mm-hmm. Like the airport.
Sure.
And so that was probably in 2008 or 2009. Houses really started kind of coming on probably after 2010. So some have been there for 9+ years, 10 years, as the mayor's has been. But very few older than that.
Okay. So I'm going to take a quick break because I've got you till 8 o'clock. So I'm going to take a quick break now, because then I want to talk about the committee and, that you want to appoint. And the fact is that not just for the grandfathering, but then the impact this is going to have on our solar industry here in town. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs in one roof. Many people are finding that their fire insurance has gone up dramatically, and people buying homes find out that their fire insurance has gone up dramatically. You need the best information on fire insurance, and that's Judy Maxwell. She has gone to a variety of seminars on this. She has got a lot of information. She's been in the business since 1993, helping families. And she's the one you want to give a call to about what kind of insurance should we have? How can we get it? What if you can't get fire insurance in your home? Is there other ways around this? I mean, there are, but you got to call Judy. 221-0441. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. 7:29 in the morning, and we'll be right back after these messages.
We'll be right back. KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
best service yet, guys. Thanks.
Gene commented,
always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient.
Pat wrote,
the crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out.
Lindsay said,
we always come here, amazing and fast.
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, your epicenter of change, your town hall of the air. A chance to ask the leadership of our community and of our state and things that are going on. Why are these decisions being made? To explain it, for people that don't make it to the city council meetings, it hits the hot button where there's a whole bunch of people excited about it. I think it's absolutely fabulous that I can make a phone call and not because of me, but that the mayor and the city manager change their schedules and come in here. No, let's talk about this. It's we want people to understand the whole, all the ramifications about it. And you're not going to get it sometimes, in a 30-second soundbite or the way somebody writes it. As we know, it comes out different. So we can ask these questions ourselves. And we're asking about the solar. The proposed or maybe changes, not even proposed changes, but the maybe changes to how people who have solar are going to pay for it, the amount of money that they receive from the city. It was a state mandated law that just ended. They've got to look at it as, you know, in their business plan. Dan Beans will be late on with us later on this month to get really into REU and to everything with that. But the we're here with Julie Winters, our mayor, and Barry Tippin, the city manager. And Julie, the one of the things that came out of Tuesday was that you're putting together a committee.
Correct.
Now, I'm not crazy about committees. I mean, I never have, because I see it as a way of kicking it down the road. But what's the composition of this committee?
So we actually tasked the city council isn't appointing the committee. So we tasked our city manager to pull together some of the stakeholders that would represent the solar industry, solar users, non-solar users, particularly one of our major concerns is the poor. This is probably one of the things that keeps me up at night, is because our median income, you know, in our community is $45,000. And one of the things that happens when you can't pay your bill, we give you a shutoff notice. And if you don't pay, you get evicted. So that can cause homelessness. And so that's one of the things that comes forward. If we have to raise rates to pay the solar subsidy on these non-solar users, most poor folks are not the people getting solar. They can't afford to get solar. So that's a tremendous concern. That's one of the things that, you know, keeps me up at night. How do we keep it equitable? How do we keep our rates down for our low-income folks so they don't get evicted? So we're putting together this.
Do they get evicted?
They do.
No.
Well, so, eventually. Well,
we don't. So just to clarify, the city doesn't evict anybody. So what happens is if they don't pay their bill, we notify them that it's a requirement by building code that in a city environment they have to have power to their house or some other means, because otherwise they use candles, lanterns, generators, and those are dangerous for them and their neighbors. What can happen is either they can't pay their bill and they might leave, or oftentimes what's happening is if they're not paying their utility bill, they're also not paying their rent.
Mm-hmm.
And those things combine, and the landlord might come in and start eviction proceedings.
So the city, when they turn off the power, doesn't come down there with the codes enforcement and say you can't live in here because there's no electricity?
No, the city electric the customer service notifies code enforcement, because it's illegal, and it's a requirement for us under the same legislative body to notify the other side of the shop that they don't have power. There's usually about a 2 week plus grace window for them to get reinstalled, because 80% of all people who are shut off are returned on within 2 weeks. And then if they don't reestablish power, then a letter will go out to them and let them know they need to get power. If they don't do it then we'll notify the landlord as well that they don't have power, and then that moves down that path. Eventually they could get a letter saying that they can't live there.
From code enforcement.
Yeah, and then
so if they say you can't live there, and
right, but we don't have the.
But
means
if they own the house, if they own the house, and they get this, then the
yeah,
city,
eventually
the city
they could,
is evicting them.
Eventually, they could get red tagged. That's not eviction, but you can't live in an unsafe premise. So it doesn't matter, you know, whether it's a red tag unsafe premise because there was a fire and they failed to repair it, whether it's a you know, a mold issue that is unrepairable. The safety of them and their neighbors in this case, because what happens is fire, and then fire jumps from one house to another, and so it is a.
No, I understand the reasoning behind it, but to say the city can't evict somebody from their home is not true, because they can red tag it, and that forces them out.
Yeah, we could debate all day long about the difference between a red tagging and an unsafe dwelling versus eviction, because eviction has certain connotations to it that has many elements and many broad. Based reasons for what happens. We're talking about an unsafe dwelling. And an unsafe dwelling is something that by code and by law, people aren't allowed to live in. And that's not just in the city. That's across California.
No, I understand. It's probably across the nation.
Yeah.
But I see what you're saying. People can be forced out of their house
eventually. So that's the concern about raising rates. Can we keep, you know, REU hasn't raised their rates in over 5 years. If we can keep
REU, you know what? You will never hear me complain about REU. I think Dan Beans and Barry, you had it before there, is just doing an outstanding job.
Right.
On things. We haven't had rates haven't raised. In fact, they've gone down for some people.
Yeah.
Many people.
So, you know, and you mentioned, you know, we have a business model going forward because of the requirements with new building in 2020 for all solar that eventually is just not viable, because we're not recovering the actual infrastructure cost, which is the majority of what you're charged, you know, in that in that 15 cents, you know, 11 cents of that is really about fixed costs. And we're trying to keep our fixed costs down. And you can tell that we have, because we haven't raised rates in 5 years.
Okay. But, now, going back to the committee,
Yes.
So you've made it of some of the solar power companies.
Yes.
You've made it of customers.
Right.
And people that are just don't have solar, and but they're concerned citizens that can
and also the construction.
What we did is we made the representation like the council said, but we also added categories of people who may or may not have solar, but they also represent the environmental community, the building community, low-income community, multifamily community, solar, person has solar on their house. So we've got 9 members trying to represent not only solar and non-user individuals, but also representing other stakeholders, like, you know, like I said, an environmental, somebody who's representing sort of the environmental perspective that it's a good thing because
solar
of greenhouse gas reduction. Sure. So we've tried to make that, you know, a broad spectrum of stakeholders.
Sounds like you've reached out to a lot of people. Now, they're going to come back when, in 2 months?
I think are we thinking 2 months? That was kind of my original idea.
Yeah, we're gonna try, but it's somewhat up to the committee, right, because they're going to have to meet, you know, say 4 to 8 times, depending on what they all want to chew on. Once you form a committee like that, and it's a Brown Act committee, you have to post notices. You know, they can't just decide, hey, we're all open tomorrow afternoon, let's get back together. It has to be agendized, published, posted. And so that committee will determine to some degree how long that will be, whether it's 2 months, 3 months, or 4 months. But we certainly...
And they're going to take witnesses and do the research, you know, get briefings and all these things. Come back whenever it is and say, this is what we recommend.
These are the recommendations.
Now, will the city council go along with those?
I would think the city council would take those recommendations very seriously.
And we'll keep in mind that the committee is not actually making much of a recommendation relative to grandfathering. We'll ask them to opine on that. The council does not ask for that. What the council asked for is make a assessment of how these solar systems going forward can be feasible, profitable, or what the council said was how do they pencil, meaning how do you make them viable and feasible moving forward? And so that's the tackling. That'll have a representation in terms of several different alternatives.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Bruce, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
Yes, you're on live.
Oh, good. Hi, Carl, Linda, Mayor Julie, and Barry. My name is Bruce Blake, and I own Powerhouse Solar. And I was at the meeting the other night, and I've actually watched the video on a couple different occasions to get clarification. I went away from the meeting kind of overall discouraged, but there was one bright moment of hope when the committee voted to keep business as normal. I think, Barry, you were the one that said keep it at status quo. It went back to the committee, and Michael DeCisto made a motion to make sure that business went on as normal, that we were going to press forward. And it was voted on unanimously by the committee to not change anything right now going forward until the committee had a chance to meet and it was able to go back to the board.
You're talking about the council voted for to go forward, not a committee.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And so they voted to make it be status quo, that nothing changed. But that did not happen. And they changed the whole rules. The interconnection agreement got changed. There was additional paperwork that had to be signed by the customer. I've brought in, I think, 2 or 3 permits this last week that got rejected. And that normal packets that we'd always bring in, they got rejected. And there are several other companies in town that I have spoken to that the same thing happened to. So my question is why or who in REU had the authority to change what the committee had voted unanimously on? I'm just confused by that, and it's really
are
affecting
these items,
my business.
Are these items 3 and 13 of the agreement?
Pardon me?
Are these items 3 and 13 of the agreement you're talking
yes,
about that
and
were
plus
changed,
another,
right?
Another document that,
okay.
that was changed. It's
well,
a fundamental, fundamental change in the agreement, and that was not what was supposed to happen.
Okay, Barry?
Yeah, so that's an easy answer. If you have to take the council's actions in the entirety. So the council's first action, which was to grandfather everybody in, not only those up to the date of the meeting, but all of those from the time the meeting happened to a time at which the council makes a decision. So that would allow for all of the people pre-September 3rd and post-September 3rd to be grandfathered in. That motion failed. And it failed because the council said, we are going to make a determination on grandfathering later. First, we're going to have the committee do its work. And so, as we discussed earlier, one of the big consternations of this interconnect agreement was that parenthesis. You will get, you know, that same payment coming in and out.
15, right.
Correct. And so the council clearly said that may not be the case going forward. So what we changed is a simple clause in the contract where that parenthesis says you're guaranteed this, and we just said that the council may change this, and so you need to buyer beware. So we added
Barry,
that.
But, Barry, you changed the contract.
That's correct.
And they told you specifically not to change the contract.
I disagree with that. What they said was that the rate in which a solar customer has today when they put a system on the roof will be the same as it always been, and that is true. The rate has not changed. If somebody puts solar and it gets installed and connected tomorrow, they will have the full benefit of the net metering as it exists. The difference is, full disclosure to the public, that person who puts on the solar tomorrow may have a change by the council in January, and that is proper notification, that's full transparency, and that's letting the consumer know that the council may make a change. Leaving that in there the way it was is the opposite of what was said, because that would lock the council back in to a potential breach of contract or require them to cancel the contract, which is clearly, my opinion, not what the council wants.
I will honestly...
You're threatening to do that right now. I mean, if you had gotten your way on Tuesday night, then it would have gone retroactive, and you would have destroyed every investment that every solar customer made in the past. That was your intent that night. You were hoping.
I'm sorry, sir. You don't know what my intent was.
It would have destroyed solar going forward and going back.
Yeah.
It would have been horrific.
Understand your perspective. You don't know my intent, but appreciate your perspective.
Thanks, Bruce. I got other people.
That's what happened when Michael DeCiso said, "Hey, listen, this is breach of contract. Each of these solar customers entered into a 30-year agreement that you guys established." And now he goes, "Why are we even voting about this?" He goes, "Really? We're voting on whether or not we should honor our contract with existing solar customers?
The contract with a 30-day cancellation clause by either party without cause."
Okay, Bruce, we got two things. We got to take a break, and we also have somebody else lined up right behind
you. I appreciate
Thanks
it. Thank you very much.
You bet. Bye. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, where my wife was at yesterday, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and great, great, great people there. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, locally operated, some super people down there. Go online and learn more at bankcornerstone.com and find out how they can move local dreams forward. I'm here with Mayor Julie Winter. Yeah, I can go right through these things. And City Manager Barry Tippin. This is all about the solar question. We've got like 11 minutes left before they've already called in and said they're late for their next meeting. And the big question is that there's an agreement, not a contract, an agreement signed, but an agreement, you know, should be honored. Signed that people can have it up to 30 years. They're going to get paid this amount of money per kilowatt hour that they have over. The fact is that the business model will not sustain this in the future. All of this is being subsidized. There were some changes made in the agreement in the sense going forward that it tells people that this can, the amount of money being paid can be a lot less. Mm-hmm. And right. The question was, did Julie Winter know about this? Did Mayor Winter know about this? And the answer was
yes.
And so this was not, you know, just added into by Barry later on because Barry just, you know, don't like it.
Yeah, it was done for full transparency to the consumer.
Okay, let's go to our next caller, Nick. Good morning, Nick. Are you still on? Hello, Nick. Nick, is Nick there? Nick's no longer there. Nick?
No, I'm here.
Okay, you're on, man.
Hey, speaking of transparency, are these committee meetings open to the public? And if so, when are they? Thank you.
Thanks, yeah, Nick. So,
absolutely. It's a Brown Act committee. Everything will be posted. We're trying to make contact with the various committee members to confirm that they'll be members of the committee and then find out through doodle poll when they can actually meet their first meeting. After that, they will decide as a committee when their meetings will be, and they will all be fully posted, and we're going to create a web page specifically for the committee.
Okay, during the break, did I answer your question, Nick? It must have. During the break, we talked about the why the vote for putting for grandfathering everybody now until the decision was made. I mean, if it was just grandfathering, that vote would have gone. I mean, for
I think it would have passed.
It would have passed,
right?
But it didn't because if you're talking about going forward,
right?
The fear was
there would be a huge run of people wanting to go ahead and get that solar right now because they wanted to be grandfathered in as well, and that was concerning because the council may very well have decided in the future, after reviewing the committee, that we would have only grandfathered in people up to the last council date. And so we wanted to make sure there was full transparency to all customers coming in. No, you know, you should know, are you going to get that discounted rate or not? And so we just want to make sure that people understood that it wasn't guaranteed from that time going on.
What impact do you think this is going to have on our solar industry in town? We've got several companies here, and we've got lots of sunshine.
And I understand that. I mean, I'm a big fan of solar, and you want those solar companies to make it. There will be definitely increased business for solar companies with the new legislation, with all new constructions going forward in 2020. So those solar companies will have business there. And the other thing is, the committee could very well come back with a viable model going forward. I just think it's real important that we, you know, keep the big picture in mind. It's important that taxpayers aren't subsidizing one industry over another. Whether, you know, it's your local auto store, should we, or a grocery store that may be going out of business, should we all pay a fee to keep that grocery store in business, unless we vote on that? So I would just be careful that we're not, you know, subsidizing one industry over another.
Well, we do. I mean, not the city, but we subsidize industries all around here.
Right.
Look at KIXE and Jefferson Public Radio, who's out buying new radio stations. Okay, I'm not going to talk about that. If the committee comes back and says, okay, we're going to grandfather people, and we think that three cents kilowatt hour is too low, at what point does it become too high?
So I think you got to. There's a number of factors. So one is the rate making laws. So because of propositions passed in California, there are certain restrictions on what we can and can't do in terms of passing one cost from one customer on to another. So there's those limitations. And then there's the idea of what do you use for that cost. And so what we use, which is 3.9 cents, that's relative to what the cost of energy is when solar is being produced in excess and out into the grid. You can look at that in several different ways. Should we do average across the year? Should we do maximum? You know, should we do minimum? And so those are the things that the committee will be looking at in terms of, you know, trying to find a realistic perspective on what that cost of energy is and what we should pay for that on a wholesale basis. And then the other thing they'll be looking at is moving forward on a new home pursuant to the new law, you know, what does it take to make it feasible to put solar on that house, meaning if it stays profitable for the builder, it's good for the client, therefore it's good for the solar industry. And if those two things line up well, then I think you've got it made.
We got a win-win there.
Yeah, I doubt that'll happen because historically, according to REU, it's about $88 fixed cost per house, and solar customers currently pay 15 plus whatever they pay in kilowatt hours, and they just don't hit that mark virtually ever. And so that's the issue.
It be something that the solar people on solar then would get hit with be levied a connection charge of so much a month to make it come out?
Well, that was part of the vote that was voted down. There was an additional $10.
Yeah, there's $10
charge.
There's different ways that different companies have done that. So keep it in mind, reminding everybody that virtually everybody around us has already done this. Shasta Lake, who has their own electric utility, has done this. PG&E's done this. Southern California Edison's done it. SMUD's done this. Roseville's done this. You know, everybody's done this. And they all have slightly different ways to do it. PG&E, for instance, has you have to pay a connection fee of up to like $1,400 or something like that, or $70 if you're a residential. So you have to pay an upfront fee.
Yeah.
And then you have a slightly different metering requirement. So
there's a lot of different ways.
There's different ways to do it. Yeah.
You know what? I understand. You know that I can see that. No, I don't like subsidizing anybody. But people that have already gotten it thinking they're going to be getting this rate. Hey, you know what? Unless you're willing, you know, Julie, you're willing to say, hey, oh no, I'll just take the 3.9 and we'll just use you as a test bed to see how that works. But
well, Carl,
I don't think that we can't go forward the way it is, but there's got to be a way.
So it's very important everybody understands. There were two distinct actions for the council on Tuesday night. One was, what do we do with those existing contracts?
Right.
It was a specific question. It had nothing to do with the rate. the new rate. It was what does the council want to do with them? And REU had made a recommendation that maybe 5 years. So if you've had your solar for 5 years, that you would roll off starting January of 2021. So is it 16 months from now, if they'd had it for 5 years, they would roll off onto the new rate. And council was just trying to figure that out. And that's what they punted to the committee after the committee's response. The other one was the rate going forward, just as you said. Okay. How do we avoid the subsidy moving forward, and what should that rate be? So there was very much two different decisions for the council to make. So we really recognize that the people who had it up to this point have some expectations.
Right. Thank you so much, Mayor Julie Winter and City Manager Barry Tippin for coming in, because this cleared up a lot of things for me. We heard from the other side, and I can't wait to see who the committee is. This is going to be, and like Nick asked, this is going to be completely open. If you want to go to those meetings and have input and all this, you're more than welcome to do that. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Ryan Spitz, who runs 330 miles for fun.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Our program is the only one that does that.
I know a lot about cancer. Let me tell you something. It's personal to me.
President Trump predicting he'll face one of three Democrats next year.
It would look to me like it would be Elizabeth Warren, and it looks like Joe maybe will be able to get there. Maybe not. I don't know. And certainly Bernie is there. He's number three.
The Trump administration insists it's standing tough on Iran.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says President Trump's national security team is executing a maximum pressure strategy against Iran even after the departure of hardline advisor John Bolton. Mnuchin, whose department plays a key role in carrying out economic sanctions, says there's no question the tough stance is working. He also says there's no current plan for the president to meet with Iran's president at the UN General Assembly later this month. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Pacific Gas and Electric and a group of insurers announcing an $11 billion settlement. It covers most of the claims from devastating wildfires in California in 2017 and 2018. An upbeat retail sales report sending stocks higher on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up about 69 points. The S&P 500 index, 5 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
The House Foreign Affairs Committee issues a subpoena to the Trump administration's envoy to the U.S. Taliban talks.
Days after President Trump said he canceled negotiations with the Taliban, lawmakers have subpoenaed former Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad, demanding that he testify at an open congressional hearing next week. The committee chairman, New York Democrat Elliot Engel, says the Trump administration's keeping the American people and Congress in the dark about these Taliban negotiations aimed at reaching a peace plan and getting U.S. troops out of Afghanistan. Engel says he hasn't been getting answers from the Trump administration, so it's time to hear directly from the point person on Afghanistan. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Pope Francis will visit Thailand and Japan in November. The visit expected to highlight his call for complete nuclear disarmament and to honor the small Catholic communities in each country. News and analysis at townhall.com. 6 months after a gunman killed 51 people at two Christchurch mosques, New Zealand's government planning further restrictions on gun ownership.
A bill introduced to Parliament today would create a register to track all the guns in the country and require gun owners to renew their gun licenses every 5 years instead of every 10. It would also place new responsibilities on doctors to notify police if they believe a gun owner shouldn't have a license due to concerns over the owner's mental health. Government hopes to get the legislation approved by the end of the year. The proposed measures come after New Zealand in April rushed through legislation to ban assault weapons like AR-15-style rifles. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Actress Felicity Huffman returns to court today to be sentenced for her role in a sweeping college admissions bribery scandal, the so-called Varsity Blues scandal. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 54 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your epicenter of change, your town hall of the air. I'm going to keep finding these things to say. It may take me forever. But good morning, everybody. It is Friday the 13th, and what could go wrong? Oh, my gosh, the studio's on fire. That's what could go wrong. But so far, it's been a great day. It's going to be a wonderful day today. The time is 8:05. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. And they have life flights out of there. And that's going to be something we're going to be talking about in the next hour here during this. But what's the weather look like?
It's currently 61 degrees. Today we have a high of 101, a low of 65. It's going to be clear. Tomorrow is going to be clear with a high of 99 and a low of 61. Sunday it's going to be sunny during the day with a chance of showers at night with a high of 91 and a low of 59. And on Monday, we have a 50% chance of showers with a high of 71 and a low of 53.
Okay. Showers, all that kind of neat stuff coming in. At least it'll be cooler weather. And as I pointed out before, it's right after I got all my sprinklers working and fixed. And somebody said, well, who did that for you? Like, I can't do sprinklers? Yeah, I'll give you the phone number later of the person that did it. The weather's always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Start getting ready here because of the winter is coming. I mean, it's starting to get cooler right now. We're in September. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay, now I have my next guest, a guy by the name of Ryan Spitz. But before we get to Ryan, we're going to go to Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo Advisors.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in the green this morning. The Dow is adding 75 points at 27,259. The S&P 500 is up 4 points at 3,014. And the NASDAQ composite is positive 12 points at 8,206. Active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America trading at 43 cents at $30.10. GE positive 6 cents at $9.31. And PG&E up 55 cents trading at 10.65. For local stocks of interest, AT&T down 43 cents at $37.94. Verizon down 45 cents at $59.98. Bank of Commerce up 19 cents at $10.95. Treasuries are weakening with the benchmark 10-year note up 4 basis points to 1.82%. And over to commodities, gold is down $3.40 an ounce at $1,498. Silver down 26 cents at $17.93 per ounce. And crude oil off 15 cents at $55 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, good week.
It's been a great week. The averages are trying to reach new highs,
wow.
Pushing, but it's not quite there yet. So
not quite.
We've been climbing up since May.
Well,
everything looks good, and I hope today we just keep on going.
Well, let me throw a couple million in there, see if that helps. So.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Have fun.
You
take
bet.
Care.
Susan Eastman is the first vice president of investments over at Wells Fargo Investments. Advisors, I should say, on Park Marina Drive. If you're looking for somebody to take a gander at your investments, yeah, they're going okay, but Susan has some great, great ideas there. Susan Eastman, Wells Fargo Advisors. Now, I'm here with Nigel Skeet, and everybody knows Nigel.
Is that true?
Yeah, most everybody knows Nigel. If you don't know Nigel, you should. Nigel, ever since he hit the streets here, in Reading, has been just doing things, extraordinary things. You probably know his name from his Homeless Rock Stars that he started. that had a very favorable impact on helping people get off the streets and get into jobs, just by things as simple as cleaning them up. I mean, really,
making them feel valuable.
Making them feel valuable. And then they went out and got jobs. In fact, one of them, a chef, I think, is getting married. That's what I just heard. But something you maybe didn't know as much of is that the homeless students, and I'm not sure, the for kids in our high schools that are homeless. And you put on a couple of events there that I was fortunate enough to be asked to come to talk to one of these kids. And they're 16 years old, and they're homeless.
Yeah.
And the impact on their lives and their education.
Yeah.
And there's other things that Nigel did. Nigel also, you know, has, you know, done things about getting homeless off the streets, getting them back to their houses or someplace else in the country, all types of different things. And he is four square behind Redding. And I don't want to take words out of your mouth, but Nigel, you've done so many things, and now you constantly are a cheerleader for this whole region. So tell us about your latest here.
Well, I spent 25 years in L.A., and I'm one of the 95% of people in California that California ends at the San Francisco-Sacramento line. Like, we don't even know that there's 4.5 more hours of California.
Frankly, that's okay with me, frankly.
But especially when you get up to this area, you have no clue how beautiful this area is. And so one of the things when I came up here, I feel like we were underrepresented. We didn't put our best foot forward, and not just the city, but the whole area from the coast to the border. So trying to rebrand our entire section of Northern California from the coast to the border, from Mendocino to Modoc, Del Norte, Plumas, and our low-hanging fruit is obviously outdoor recreation. So the goal is to create the California Adventure District and to highlight all of our outdoor recreation that's going on. So one of the things we did is...
I mean, that's one of our strengths out here.
It's actually our biggest strength.
Yeah, you know, Lake Shasta, I was talking to our friends over at Holiday Harbor, been the best year they've had that they can remember.
Well,
water's high, no fires. Mm-hmm.
So in pursuing this, outdoor recreation in California is a $92 billion a year industry, consumer spending, $92 billion. And almost 99% of it, 98% of it is spent from the Bay Area south. Okay.
It makes you wonder about that. Is it because of the you know, Disneyland or something like that? Or?
No, outdoor regulation.
We've got much better areas here.
And so I just figured if we can reposition ourselves just a little bit.
It'd be nice if we could get 10% of that.
Right. And California is the number one state in the United States for outdoor recreation as far as dollar value, dollar mm-hmm. spent. And that's not even including the tourism aspect of it.
Wow. So these are people that come here to go fishing, to go hiking.
Fishing,
to
surfing,
go,
biking, running.
You name it.
Climbing. You know, skiing, Tahoe. I know. It's amazing.
I didn't realize that we were not getting a bigger piece of that. Mm-hmm. You told me that the other day, and I didn't question.
Well, we can fudge the percentages a little bit, but when
but
when,
the most but the vast not. Majority of the money is going south when oh, we've got much better areas up here. They just don't know about it.
So shift this whole idea over to Ryan, and we got it. And so then the idea was, well, instead of just relying on everybody else, because there are many mom-and-pop outdoor recreation companies, whitewater rafting, hiking guides, all that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
we said, let's create our own tangible event that could be our world-class event. So what could we do in our area that could be our Tour de France, or our Wimbledon, or our Grand Slam.
And we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from this break, what this is. And I tell you what, it's very exciting. It's something that is going to capture the eyes of the world in it, and it's something that's going to happen. So we're going to take a break. It's about 69 degrees. It's 8:14 in the morning. And I want to remind everybody that Paisano Days is going today. It starts at 5 p.m. down in South City Park. It's free to get in there. And you're going to have a great time, music, dancing, kids' activities, raffles, arts and crafts, and, of course, the bocce ball. Bocce ball tournament that's going on. And then tomorrow also is the second annual Anderson Family Fitness golf tournament, and all the proceeds go to the Frontier Senior Center. And on October 4th through 6th, Friday through Sunday, will be the Stillwater Powwow that's going to happen. It's a great opportunity for people to go and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. They provide a healthy cultural atmosphere at this place. And if you haven't been there, it is absolutely fabulous. It's 3 days going through vendors, learning so much about our Native American community. That's going to be October 4th through the 6th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. We'll be right back after these messages.
All had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Native American Day giveaway at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win a Harley Davidson just in time for Big Bike Weekend. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Drawing is Friday, September 27th at 6 p.m. just before the Beaumont Boys concert. 14 winners, $100 free slot play. Grand prize winner, a brand new Harley Davidson from Redding Harley Davidson. Wind River Resort and Casino. You win.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio, your town hall of the air. This is Carl Watt. Linda is getting ready to perform tonight at the Riverview Country Club with her band. It should be a great time tonight. And no, you don't have to be a member if you wanted to stop by there. And in fact, just to listen to music and out there on the patio overlooking the river. It's going to be a great night. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for well over a quarter century. If you're, you know what, it's starting to cool down a little bit, so now it's going to be your heaters and your heat exchange that you need to have looked at and all your filters. And Alliance Heating and Air is certified for any type of heating or cooling system, plus the fact they're highly professional, they're great people. It's a veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 221-2642, or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. 71 degrees out there, going up to, 98, but it's going to be cooling off the rest of the weekend, it looks like, including we might even have a chance of rain. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. I'm here with Nigel Skeet and also Ryan Spitz. California Untamed is the idea, the concept, that we bring more of the outdoor dollars up to Northern California. It's a huge industry. It's in the billions, $90 billion or something like that in the state of California, but a small percentage is north of San Francisco, when indeed we have some of the best rivers, trails, biking in the whole area, surfing, the whole thing. And we don't have sharks up here as they have down in Southern California. I think that's important. But we're here, besides with Nigel, we're here with Ryan Spitz. And Ryan is, an ultra marathoner?
Yeah, ultra runner.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you have come up with a concept, a world event, and a international event. And it's, but I want you to explain to people what this is.
Yeah, so for me, you know, working with Nigel on, you know, as he mentioned, really trying to showcase our area and what, you know, we're kind of classifying California Adventure District was thinking, okay, what is an area and demographic in a way to tie in multiple counties, really get people together and bring a lift to our area and showcase it, but then add that global stage to it where now the endurance world, there'll be people wanting to kind of come out here and experience that. So I created this 330-mile route from Arcata to Mount Shasta. So, again, trail race. It'll have a biking division come 2021. But, you know, really made this course. And then from that turned into, okay, well, now let's go get boots on the ground and go check out the course and run it myself.
Okay. So let me bring this back up again because, you know, you may have said I didn't hear this right. This is a 330-mile foot race.
Correct.
It starts in Arcata on the ocean.
Yep.
And ends up in Mount Shasta.
Yeah.
This is you and you have. But look all the time you have. You have 9 days to do this. And if you're trying to figure that out, it comes out to 27¾ miles a day. I tried to figure it out a day to make the cutoff.
Yeah.
And this is not just a race. This is the ultimate. There is nothing like this anywhere in the world. Is that correct?
Yeah, so stateside, this will now be the longest point-to-point.
Stateside, okay.
Yep, endurance race.
And Now, you say to yourself, well, who would do that? Well, Ryan, you did it.
I did it, yeah. Courtesy of my wife, Bree, who I think is listening right now.
Oh, good. Well, you know what? I bet this is interesting. You know, do you have to, like, drag him around the house? Does he help around the house? This is the big
right.
thing. Oh, honey, I'd really like to do that, but I've got to get 10 miles in today.
I try.
So how long did it take you to do the 330 miles?
Yeah, so we carved off. So it'll be – we did a little different than the race. For the race, you have 9 days to get yourself to the end.
Right.
For us, you know, we staged it out. So 5.5 days is what I gave myself to do it in, and we were able to – knock it out in 5.5 days.
5.5 days, 330 miles.
Yep.
Now, when you start from the ocean and you get up to Mount Shasta, what is the climb? What is the different changes in elevation?
Yeah, so for the whole course itself, it's a little over 50,000 feet of climbing over those 330 miles. So when I did it, I was hitting about 10,000 feet of climbing each day. Because the way I purposely made the course, you know, I mean, you go through beautiful backcountry of parts of California that a lot of people haven't seen. But I was able to tie in 6 forest lookout towers that you'll hit along the way that now turn themselves into sleeping stations. So part of your fun climbing is to get yourself up to those lookout towers.
You mean you have to climb to the top of the lookout tower to sleep?
So the sleeping will be at the base of it, okay. But the mountain to get to where the lookout tower is located, those are where you will find yourself getting
some fun climbs. They don't put them in low places. They
do
put
not.
Them so called, that's why they're called lookouts.
That's right. So you get to see six of those.
How many of these have you done?
So I've done a couple hundred milers, but nothing personally to this scale. So for me, too, this was definitely an enticing component to, as we're really trying to instill just hope and worth and just kind of dreaming bigger for the area. This was kind of my personal dreaming bigger on I'd never done anything to this scale. So let's go do it.
I have a bunch of questions, but I want to hear about you.
Yeah.
Tell us about Ryan Spitz. How did you tell us who you are and how you got into this?
Yeah, so moved up here from San Diego about 2 years ago. So I have my beautiful wife, Bree, and then we have three little ones. So Branson, who's 5, Cohen, who's 3, and then Sloan, who's 15 months about.
Mm-hmm. So you're not running all the time.
Yeah, no. It leads for early mornings if I do go for a run. So I got into kind of the endurance world 7 years ago, starting triathlon. And then from there, I had a friend of mine who had done some ultra marathons, so anything over a marathon. And there was a 50 miler in San Diego that I was intrigued with, so signed up, ran that, then did my second full Ironman afterwards, and then I just got hooked to the trails and the mountains. So from about 3 years ago, made the full switch to just running trails.
Well, did you move up here because of that?
No, so this just really happened. So we moved up here for my wife to school, and then we were expecting to then move back down to San Diego after 9 months. But since moving up here, I then ended up buying Shasta Trail Runs that I put on trail races in the area, and then meeting Nigel, and really kind of the birth of now what's becoming California Untamed, the California Adventure District. That has just been kind of the fruits of being up in this environment and really seeing what we have in this area that, kind of like Nigel said, I naively didn't know, what was up here kind of north of San Francisco. Yeah.
A lot of people don't, and it's funny. And we've got to find a way, and this is one of the ways of doing this. Now, so you've come up here, you've bought
Shasta Trail Runs was my initial, so I put on trail races between here and Mount Shasta.
Is that not to get personal, but is that a good business? I mean, do we have a lot of people?
So it was pre-fires. Taken a hit, and it damaged our running community, I think, just in general. I've noticed definitely a dip in that. So we're trying to come out of it.
Well, I think you found a way. Now, when we say 330 miles, let me say this again, everybody. This is a 330-mile road race, a trail race, not road, trail race. So, and you've got 9 days to do it. You've got 50,000 foot difference in elevation that you're climbing. And how do you figure out the elevation? I mean, you climb, but then you go down, then you have to climb again. So you add those. It's not like you took a straight line and said, oh yeah, the difference between here and Mount Shasta is like 12,000 feet.
Yeah. So knowing, the course itself, there's a lot of ups and downs. So, for a lot of it, given the steepness, unless you're kind of the 1% elite athletes, it's a fast hike. So you're genuinely not necessarily running 330 miles. It's a combination of running, hiking, crawling.
You're talking about, I looked at it and I thought, how far? I figured it out, 27 miles a day. And you think 24 hours a day. And that gives you time to sleep and nourish. But it's a consistent 27 miles a day. And like you said, and Ryan's got it all figured out down to, if you average how much?
Yeah, 1.5 miles an hour. You think to yourself,
1.5 miles an hour. I'll take my 3-year-old.
Right.
I'll take my 3-year-old. We'll just trot along there. And then, 1.5 miles an hour, 24 hours a day, though.
Yeah.
So you got to get to 4 to 6 miles an hour, which, again, is not, a sprint or anything like that.
Yep. And then the way we have the course set up, so it has 29 aid stations. So every 5 to 15 miles, you're hitting an aid station where now you can get water and food and fuel.
Do they look at you? I mean, I used to do the endurance rides, and they had vets and all these things. They could care less about riders, But that horseshoe was being taken care of. So you got people there, you know, as they're coming through here. I mean,
medics would be at each. You know, if someone has an ailment or an issue or just physically can't go on, we would have folks to check them out. Then we got the volunteers, you know, who are going to be feeding you and really, you know, filling up your water bottles and doing all of that logistics for you.
As you're coming through, they're handing all this stuff so you can get a quick break and be looked at by somebody if you've got foot problems or things. And they can also, do they have the right to pull you if they think that there's a...
They could,
too far.
Yep.
Okay.
And then there's cutoffs around, or along the course, too. So if you, you know, if you're not looking to average to get there in 220 hours, then if you reach an aid station, you know, your time is up.
That's it. Can you get out from there?
Yeah.
I mean, is the aid station like, but you've got 5 miles this way to get out?
Well, you know, we're saying if you finish in August, that's fine. We just won't be there.
That's right.
Yeah, we're going to talk about witness. Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. We're going to talk about, how do you keep track of all these people? Who's entering this? And when's it going to be? So if some people out there think, well, that sounds pretty interesting. And I'm a runner. I wonder what that would be like. We're going to talk about all that when we get back from, this break. And this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite has all these great deals. They have gift certificates, and they have all types of stuff that they're offering. No receiver or plan restrictions, but you have to give them a call at 241-3474-241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number. Call Doug Tooley. It's a veteran-owned business, and have him install DISH for you. You will not be sorry. We'll be right back with Ryan Spitz and Nigel Hanskeet.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we've really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater.
Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers, they have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
He's pounded down, loaded up and chucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
We're going to do something that they say can't be done.
And a short time to get there. I'm East Pounder, like no bandit run.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 and 96.5 FM, your talk radio, epicenter of change. And now we are going to be the official home of California Untamed here because we are so far we are getting so we're going to back this so much every way we can. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, it's this guy, a better-known business, Jeff Wurst. He knows what he's doing. He's not going to waste your time. If he can't fix it, he'll just say, I can't fix this, and here's where you should go. You need to get the whole windshield replaced. And he guarantees his work for life. It doesn't get any better than that. Stop by 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. I'm here with Nigel Street.
That's fine.
We call him Hands now because of his dexterity and being able to knock over coffee cups at one time and then clean it up immediately without anything being damaged.
Isn't that right?
I don't know how he caught it, but it just drops in the air. And Ryan Spitz. Now, we're talking about California Untamed on July 17th through the 25th, 2020. There's going to be the longest ultra marathon trail race in the United States, the longest race, period. In the United States, it's going to be 330 miles. It's going to be, of course, up here in Northern California. It starts in Arcadia and ends in Mount Shasta. There is a 50,000 feet elevation change. Now you're saying 50,000 because you go up 10, you go down 8, you go up another 10, down 8. It adds up to 50,000 feet. You have nine days to do this?
9 days.
Okay. Ryan Spitz is a normal character, a normal guy. You look at him and, you know, he's got a beard, but that's okay. You think, okay, you don't realize this man runs. He ran this because he wanted to suss it out. He wanted to recon the area to see if this is possible, and he did it in 5.5 days.
5.5, yep.
You know what, Nigel, we're going to have to start working out here. We're going to be able to do
this. I went with
one step at a time.
You went with him in what, in the car?
Yeah, well, I came in third.
Yeah. Miles are miles.
A mile is a mile. Okay, there's a bunch of questions coming in. One is, this is international.
Mm-hmm.
How many people have you already got signed up for this?
Yeah, so we have around 30 total between the solo division and our 12-person relay team. But from a reach standpoint, we have a guy in Australia who signed up. Some Canadians are coming down, and then it looks like another person in Ireland is going to be signing up. So we're excited that went into it hoping that, you know, it would have a pretty quick global reach to it, and it does.
Well, we're talking about there's certain individuals. Mm-hmm. Let's just face it. They want that challenge.
Yeah.
And we're offering them 50,000 feet change in elevation, 330 miles.
Yep.
And the ability to say at the end of it, oh, yeah, I finished it,
mm-hmm.
whether you win it or not. But you've got some world-class competitors here that they're going to be running.
Yeah.
They're going to be running the whole thing.
Yeah. Works out because – so Candace Burt, she puts on a series of 200-mile races and has done a stellar job. They sell out year after year. But it's been one of those things where, you know, humans are an impressive creature that, you know, you're always looking for what's that next big thing or, okay, you know, kind of the whole 4-minute mile concept. As soon as someone goes a certain distance or does a certain thing, it's like, you know, brings to light, okay, well, maybe I can go do that. So we're excited that now this is that next thing on, okay, let's see what your body can do after 330 miles. And
well, I'm going to be asking about that. I got a comment that says, run, Forrest, run. The other question, we had a call that came in and said, what about bears?
Yeah. So when I ran it, so I saw 15 bears. They're a funny creature. Again, you know, the black bears that we have in this country, they're abundant. So you're pretty much guaranteed to see a bear.
Right.
You know, I didn't carry any bear spray when I ran, so it could be a do as I say, not as I do. But for the most part, if you scream at them, they're going to run away.
Air horns are used, and it works pretty well. But again, you're looking at what you're carrying on your body. And, you know, for the military, I know we would go through packs and just start ripping things out of there for people.
Yeah.
And so it's the
less
same
is
thing
more,
for you
for
all.
Sure.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Now, what do you, as a runner,
yep.
carry on you or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah. So for me, I had, you know, my Orange Mud packs, so it's a hydration vest.
Mm-hmm.
So it can hold about 2 liters of water in the bladder. I can hold 2 water bottles in the pouches.
Mm-hmm.
And then I use Tailwind. It's a powder that has carbohydrates and electrolytes in it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have like 200, 250 calories per bottle, a handful of Clif Bars, and trail mix. Is kind of
now, you're taking in about 250 calories an hour,
yep.
right?
Yep. So for me, yeah, to kind of stay efficient with the food, yeah, I was aiming for around 250 calories an hour. You know, when I ran it, I then had Nigel and Eric who did the filming, but they were also my crew vehicle, knowing I didn't have aid stations set up.
Right.
So that way I didn't have to carry 2 days' worth of supplies on me. I then, you know, every couple hours was able to reach the Jeep, fill up my water, swap out some of my nutrition, and then keep going, knowing for the race, every 5 to 15 miles, you hit an aid station. So you only need, you know, 2 to 3 hours worth of calories on you, because then you're going to be able to resupply at the aid station.
Now, you will be supplying all this to the people as they're coming through. That's
yep.
part of the entry fee.
Yep, that's my entry fee.
This is not free.
Correct.
And anytime you have a race like this, there's a cost associated with it because you're having to bring in, well, there'll be volunteers, of course. But
600
volunteers. 600
volunteers.
Yep.
And are they going to be starting in Arcata, and then some of them will be there at the end.
Yep. So it'll be kind of, folded out over the 9 days. But, knowing, our elite division, they'll be, I'm expecting, they'll finish in around 4 or 4.5 days.
Wait a minute. Okay, I want people to hear this. The elite division.
Yep.
Are going to do 330 miles, 50,000 feet elevation change in 4.5 days.
That's my expectation, yeah. And then knowing the last person, has 9 days to do
that's
it.
Right.
So that means from an aid station standpoint, some of these aid stations could be open for 3 days.
That's
so
right.
That's where the human power comes into play on we need the bodies to rotate those 12-hour shifts to be out there to support the runners.
You think about this. This is a first.
Yeah.
This is a first in the United States. It's an international event already.
Yeah.
I'm calling, SEAL teams. I'm calling the Marine Force Recon teams. I'm calling down just to the Marines, down in Camp Pendleton and say, guys, you can put together a relay team.
Yep.
And, this is something I think would really, appeal to people, especially on the West Coast, because it's easy to get up here.
Yeah.
For this.
We're also, in addition to all of this, we're actually promoting Reading as a hub. So, a lot of these people will actually be flying into Reading and staying here.
Yeah. Right? So the gateway to get to the race.
Okay. So, so everybody, now here's the other thing. You're restricted on the number of people you can have, of course.
Yes.
So what's the restriction?
Yep. So that? Permits is around 250 runners on course at once. So we broke it down into our three tiers. So we're going to have an elite division, so that's sponsored pro athletes.
Right.
So we're aiming for around 30 of those. We then have a solo pioneer division. So anyone who has at least run a 100-mile race can then, enter that.
And by the way, this is going to be, it's 11 months now.
Yep.
Well, it's 10 months
10
now.
Months, yeah.
10 months from now. You've got to have a 100-mile race in there someplace.
Yep.
And so that say that you can show that you've done 100 miles. And the 100-mile races are usually 2 days, right? Or are they 2.5 days?
Some of them you have up to 34, 36 hours to finish. Yep.
Okay. And that's just a... Not quite a third
not
of
quite
the
a
race,
third. Yeah.
Right? So you've got to do that first.
Yeah.
So you've got 30 of the elite pros.
Yeah.
Do companies pay these guys? And you say they're sponsors.
Yeah. So for a lot of them, depending on what place they get X amount of dollars from their sponsors.
Of course,
knowing it's their career, so performance based is how they get paid.
And then now the solos.
Yeah.
The pioneers.
Yeah, so we're calling it the Pioneer Division. So it's our solo. So you know, general public, anyone who has ran a 100-mile race, you are free to come take on the 330 miles.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a 12-person relay team where it's broken down. So the shortest leg is 18 miles. The longest leg is 36 miles. So you can really have kind of your ultra team put together to take it on.
Now, does the person that runs that leg, is it just one person, or can they have a couple people in there?
Just one person.
Just one person. So one's going to do 18.
Yeah.
One could go all the way up to 36.
Yeah.
That's your stud.
Yeah.
And then what's the shortest one?
So the shortest will be 18.
18.
18. Yeah, so there's 18. There's a few in the low 20s, and then there's four of the legs are 30-plus.
Wow.
But don't worry. Even the 18 goes up about 20,000.
That's right.
Yeah, so, I mean, don't worry about it. You're not going to be cheated. Do you have, like, a downhill leg for, like, 15 miles?
I know. That's actually the hardest.
Although, ironically, the downhill is actually the hardest.
I know.
Beats up your quads.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's where those hiking sticks come in.
Oh, yeah.
Now, people can go through this, literally, in a very fast walk when they're hiking, like a very fast hiking, because you and then run some of it and then keep moving like that, and you can do this.
Yeah.
And people don't realize that, but this is very possible to do. There have been times that when people were chasing wild horses, they would walk down the horses. They just kept them moving until the horse couldn't go any further, and the person chasing them would just come up to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where stuff like this, the consistency factor, holds way more weight than necessarily the speed.
Okay, I got to take another break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm sure they're going to sign up, Logan and Tim. They're going to be right out there on this. About as big a chance probably as Nigel and I signing up for this.
What are you saying?
Well, you know what? We've got 10 months to get ready for this thing. Better Known Business, that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can't find a better place to get a haircut. They run on appointments now, so give them a call at 244-9478. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back. Ryan Spitz and Nigel Skeet.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Fit River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids and education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I'm excited to tell you about the first annual Women's Leadership Summit. It's a one-day conference for all women leaders. The summit will focus on supporting women aspiring to step more into their sphere of influence and those who have fully embraced a position as a powerful leader in their community. We're excited to provide a forum to recognize, inform, and champion the work being done by women in this Northern California region. Following the speakers will be your Expo pop-up shop from 4 to 6 p.m. with a no-host bar and music by DJ Bobette. Come be inspired at the first annual Women's Leadership Summit. That's September 14th with a pop-up shop in the downtown atrium. For more information about this fabulous event, go to thewomensleadershipsummit.com and see you there.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bob, Linda's singing tonight at Riverview Country Club, and should be a great time. She's going to start at 6, goes to 8:30, looking over the river there. And I'm here with Ryan Spitz and Nigel Skeet. It's California Untamed. It's a way of drawing attention to what a great area we have up here for outdoor recreation, which of the $90 billion industry we have in California, we're not getting our fair share in our opinion, and because of all the great things we have here. So Ryan has put together the longest ultramarathon race stateside, in America, yeah. Stateside. I'm not even going to ask about where where another one is. You know, I mean, across the outback, it's 18,000. You know, it's 1,200 miles or something. And it's going to be held next July. It's going to have. They're limited on like 250 runners for this thing. They're coming in internationally. They already signed up from Ireland and Australia, Canada, to come in here and compete with this. This is a first, and it's going to be. You know, it's based right here out of Reading. And you're saying to yourself, well, I'd like to learn more. Well, there's a movie, a video put together by Nigel, who is, of course, a quality guy when it comes to things and everything. If you go to
CaliforniaUntamed.com, you will see there's a link then to watch the full film that we created.
And we're going to put it on our Facebook page, too, and probably link it into our website. So if you want to take a look at this. Now, Ryan's run this already because he needed to get out, look at the trails, and see how was this possible. And he did it in 5.5 days.
5.5 days, yeah.
But you're looking at some of these elite runners doing this 330 miles in about the same time.
In about, four and a half days. I wouldn't be surprised if.
Four and a half days.
There are some fast folks out there.
Now, they're looking for, of course, they're always looking for sponsors. You've got national sponsors here, or even international sponsors already.
Yep.
But if you want to sponsor this, if you want to sponsor an aid station, there's going to be how many aid stations?
Yes, we have 29 aid stations throughout the whole course. So, yeah, there's opportunity for people who want to get themselves embedded with what we're doing and with the runners. You can, go to CaliforniaUntamed.com. And you can reach out to us, and we can talk details on getting you guys involved.
And so each one of those aid stations, like you said, needs to have a sponsor. Somebody asked what the website is. I'm putting it in here now, CaliforniaUntamed.com.
Yep.
And, so from there you'll be able to see the link to the film that we made when I went out and ran it myself back in June. And then all of the race information from T-Relay info, course info will all be there.
Now, what haven't I covered here that we need to get out?
Odyssey 700.
Yeah, so and a lot of people have been asking me, okay, what's next? What else are you guys are doing? So with us taking a look at our region up here and how can we showcase every kind of outdoor activity bucket that you can do in Northern California or the California Adventure District, bike packing is the next thing on our docket. So it's long-distance biking. So I have a route that I made from California-Oregon border down to San Francisco. So 700 miles, again, carving right through the middle of a lot of the National Forest Service areas. So I'm taking it on myself.
On bikes.
On bikes.
700 miles
on a bike through the forest, and I start.
Aid stations? The whole thing? Or no, this is.
No, this is like, similar to how I did the 330. Oh, okay. It's now me carving this course that I made, and we'll be filming it and doing live tracking, and I start it a week from Sunday.
So now, on the 22nd. If you look at Ryan, he looks fit. But this is not just fitness. This is mental toughness.
Yeah.
Here because it's learning how far your body can go.
Yeah.
And this is what appeals to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Can I do this?
Yeah.
And they've already done 100 miles and you're thinking to yourself, 100 miles. Well, yeah, but people that run marathons are now thinking, well, you know what? I did the marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the outdoors, and this is trail running, so it's different.
Yeah.
You don't have to run the whole amount. In fact, we said if you just average 1.9 miles an hour,
mm-hmm.
Which is a fast walk, not even a fast walk, over 24 hours, that you can do it.
Yeah.
Because the race is 9 days long. Mm-hmm. It's 330 miles, starts in Arcata on the ocean, and ends up at Mount Shasta. With a 50,000-foot elevation change, which means you go up, down, up, down,
up,
down.
And down.
And you have 29 aid stations.
Yeah.
Do you have other places along the trail for people or just those aid stations?
So those are the main spots there that you would then be able to resupply, fill up, rest. You know, 7 of those would be sleeping stations. So if you need to close your eyes for a couple hours, you could do that.
Of course, the elites will only need 3 aid stations.
Right.
Yeah, well, they will to get through there. Now, how do you keep track of people on this? Because you've got people out in the middle of nowhere.
Yep, so we're partnering with a company, so each runner will have a GPS tracker on them. So, again, requirement, you know, so from a safety standpoint for us, so that way the entire race I know exactly where a person is. And then also for live tracking for the community and, you know, everyone looking to watch, you can then see exactly where all the runners are.
Each one will, of course, have on their tracker will have a number or however you want to do it,
yep.
So that you know that Ryan Spitz is number 2, and you can watch you run through this thing.
Yep. So that way, spectators can enjoy watching as the little dots move across the lines. And then for me as the race director putting it on from a safety standpoint, I know exactly where someone is. If someone went off course, if someone's injured, me and Mountain Medics can now go. Go get them.
Well, because are you going to run in this? You're not. Are you going to run in this?
No.
Because you're the race director. You're going to be everywhere.
Yeah, I'll be everywhere. Yeah.
And don't forget, the thing that we haven't really touched on here is that a lot of these runners are going to be running through the night.
Yeah.
In the wilderness.
We have
elite
runners coming in from all over the world, and this is what they do. So when they heard it's 330 miles, the 50,000-foot elevation, trails, bears, mm-hmm. all these neat things. They probably just
up.
Right then.
Yep.
Right then.
Yep.
And we're looking, you have a team where you can have 12 members of the team. You've got 12 legs that they run.
Yep.
So that each one of them will run one leg anywhere from
18 miles up to the longest legs, 36.
36.
So a lot of people, I think it'll be a neat experience on if you've never done an ultra before, being part of the relay. That could be your first ultra that you could do.
Looking for volunteers all the time because you need people and think about this, that as you're up there at an aid station, there'll be medics and all this, but you're there to help, and they're going to be, many of them will be on the lookout sites, which are beautiful anyway.
Yeah.
So I think this is something that will put our California Untamed on the map. And like you said, next year it could be not only the running but biking.
Yep. Yep. So 2021, we'll be adding a biking division to it.
And you're getting ready to start this bike packing for 700 miles, where you take everything with you.
Yep.
Then so you've got to have everything you need for a 700 mile jaunt.
Yeah.
And you ask yourself, let me ask it: why do you do this, Ryan?
Yeah. So good question. For me, personally, I like. I've not always been an endurance guy. So for me, just trying to instill, just having big dreams and not being afraid to go out there and just give it a shot, knowing you could easily fall on your face and fail. But the fact that you're just giving it a shot and then kind of instilling that in my kids and my family, I'd say is one.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. Just go for it, and it's already success if you go for it. And then two is just really enjoying to showcase this region that I think is very underutilized, and there's a lot of worthiness and potential that we need to grab onto and this is the way to do it.
You know, this has come up twice, TV coverage.
We're going to be working on that.
Okay.
Because the other cool thing about this is that, you know, this unifies, you know, the coast with us.
Yeah.
Right. So even when we've been out to Arcata a few times now, they love this whole, you know, coming together thing. So
sure.
Yeah, unifying multiple counties.
So from a TV coverage, you know, we have.
Well, there's a channel out there that I think is outdoor. They cover things like this on the dish and these. And but I see this as something being the first and the longest, and covering such a beautiful part of the country. How it would be great to have, you know, a series of cameramen that just go from spot to spot to spot.
Yeah.
Sure. Ryan Spitz, you're going to hear a lot more about this over the next 10 months, Nigel Skeet. I encourage everybody to go to CaliforniaUntamed.com. Look at the video they made showing the route and what it's going to look like. And if you feel like this is something you'd like to sponsor, they get a hold of you through CaliforniaUntamed.com. Or if you want to volunteer for something like this, I'd love to do a remote. Lynn and I would like to do a remote there, you know, if we can get a spot where, as the people are coming through and then asking them, you know, 200 miles in, good idea? Here, want a beer?
That's right.
Okay, everybody, have a great, great, great weekend. We'll be back Monday, of course. Just remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? At
the gates of hell. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.